This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The high winds, some of which reached to more than 60 miles per hour yesterday, have died down, but the rain will stick around for a bit. The PG&E power outage map is clear this morning despite those heavy winds, and Caltrans reports no major road closures due to weather impacts or slides. The CHP traffic information page did report boulders on Highway 299 in the westbound lanes near mile marker 34 last night. The Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for Del Norte and Humboldt counties as the thunderstorms could impact the region today with lightning, short but heavy downpours, and possibly some hail. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before setting out. Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman will host a press conference today at 10 o'clock in Ukiah, and he will highlight the events that took place in the first 12 hours of the wildfires that ripped through the Redwood and Potter Valleys on October 8th and 9th. 9 people died on the first day of the fires, and hundreds of residents were forced to flee their homes with little notice as the fast-moving flames destroyed houses and outbuildings and interrupted communications and utility networks. Residents in the city of Eureka will now vote for the city council member who represents their specific ward after the city council approved the new ward boundaries. Ward 1 will run along the Broadway corridor and along the waterfront, while Ward 2 will stretch across South and West Eureka. Ward 3 covers Central and South Eureka. Ward 4 will represent the Northeast, and Ward 5 will cover Old Town, Indian Island, and downtown Eureka. The Eureka Police Department has developed a modernized online-based system that will make it easier for residents to pay or process parking tickets. Eureka has partnered with Phoenix Group Information Systems to replace the outdated database with a web-based system that allows residents to challenge their tickets or to pay the fine on a secured website. The new system also contains a feature that will prevent a vehicle owner from registering their vehicle with the DMV until any outstanding parking tickets are paid, instead of sending that bill to a debt collector. Congressman Jared Huffman and New Jersey Congressman Frank Lobiondo have introduced an amendment for the National Sea Grant College Program to reauthorize that program, first established in 1966, through 2023. The program guides the federal government's collaboration with colleges and universities that research issues related to oceanic, coastal, and Great Lakes resources. The bill will be used to train future scientists to study and address regional and national issues. And here on the North Coast, the program is connected to Humboldt State University, where research into ocean acidification and its impact on shellfish is being performed. And the County Aviation Division is still searching for an airline to expand service at the county airport. And tonight, a prospective carrier, Voltaire, will make a presentation to the committee. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.